How long will it take?
What's that? Around 5 hours.
Oh, I don't believe it, dear God.
Dr. Lotfi? Dr. Lotfi to the emergency room?
Oh, by the way, I got the final okay for the mall now. All that's left is the paperwork for opening the shops.
Mr. Moslem. Mr. Moslem to the security desk.
I'm going crazy, Atafe. I'm going crazy. Say something. Let's talk about something. Anything at all, please, just to... Maybe this way we'll think less about it. About what's going on in there. Oh. Oh, God. Look, I've done the calculations, and if we sell them all and get the paperwork for the shops, then we'll have a return of about 30 billion tomons or so. It'll be good. I have the customer, too. Bazar Afshan was saying it. Well, you know Bazar Afshan, don't you? I've looked at land. I've looked at land on Niavaran Street. It's a great piece of land. Best place on Niavaran. It's at the end of an alley. A nice, quiet place. I can build a nice high-rise over there. 20 or 30 stories high. As soon as I'm done, I'll start over there.
Stop it already, Baruth! Have you gone mad?
Forceps. Sterilized.
I'll never ever forget the first time I held her and fed her in my arms, never.
The first time that she called me Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
Don't forget. Don't forget to name the high rise you're going to build after our dear daughter Rose.
The Rose Housing Complex.
Well, I think that we're done here.
Yes, I think it's done now. It's all clear.
Stitch her up.
No, Doctor! It's not over!
What is it, Doctor? What's wrong?
Listen to me! You're not done, Doctor!
She's talking. Look at her. She's conscious.
Are you okay, Doctor?
Yeah. Can't you hear her?
No, Doctor. Only you can see and hear me right now. Calm down and listen to me. I want to help you. I want to help you and help
myself.
I'll
do the rest, Dr. Pejuan. Look, there's no need for you to stay here any longer.
Don't worry, Doctor. All we have to do is stitch her up, and Dr. Judat will take care of that.
No, Doctor, don't listen to them. Please don't listen to them. I still have a brain hemorrhage. Don't leave me alone or else I'll die here.
Doctor, I said I'll take care of it. I'll do the rest. Go on. Go on and rest. Nurse, please.
There's a vascular coil under my brain's cortex. It's congenital. Do you hear me? You have to operate on that. My brain hemorrhage wasn't caused by a blow, Doctor. I have a vascular coil under my brain's cortex, which is bleeding. That's what you have to operate on.
May I continue, Doctor?
Go on, Doctor. Don't worry about a thing. We have everything under control. Please.
No, Doctor, you can't go! That vascular coil in the subcortical region of my brain is still bleeding. You have to stop it or else it'll kill me. Trust me, Doctor. Don't let me die.
Listen to her. Listen to her, Doctor. Trust her. Listen to what she says. All you need to do is listen carefully to what she says. Trust her. Trust her. All you need to do is listen to her. You need to trust her. You're not done yet, Doctor. Come back.
Wait just a minute. I'm not done yet here.
But I already told you, Doctor, it's all clear.
The source of the hemorrhage is something else. Under the subcortical region, there's a vascular coil over there, and it's congenital.
But I'm sure you're making a mistake, Doctor.
I'm responsible for this surgery. So you'll do exactly as I say. And I say we have to continue the operation to the subcortical region.
Forceps. Forceps.
It's been over 5 hours. Why won't it finish already? I'm sure something bad must have happened. I know it.
Don't be so negative, Atafe. Don't be so negative. What happened, Doctor? Is my daughter alive? She's dead, isn't she? I asked you if she's alive! Please just tell me something!
Yes, she's alive.
So will Rose be okay?
Yeah. She's okay. She'll be okay. Before what happened to Rose, before she fell down the stairs, did she suffer from dizziness or something?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
What about trouble with her... trouble with her vision? Ringing in her ears, forgetting things?
Well, she sometimes said she had ringing in her ears.
She'd forget things. In these past couple of months, she didn't remember so well.
How come, Doctor? I would like to know. Why are you asking these things?
Your daughter had a vascular coil in her head. It was congenital. Actually, that's what caused Rose to fall down the stairs that very day. You should have told us these things before the operation. But she will be okay. She'll be okay. She's gonna be okay. She'll be okay. She'll be okay.
Can I sit down? I wanted to ask you something. How did you find out about it? I mean, how did you know? She was bleeding in the subcortical region, the vascular coil, which was congenital. A congenital disorder and the blow to her head. Something that no one knew about.
Yeah. No one knew about it.
You look tired. I'd better go.
That girl spoke to me back there.
Which girl?
Rose Gadiani. She's the one who told me that we're not done yet with the surgery and what we have to do.
The best thing you could have done was to operate on Rose Gadiani. But I think from now on you need to rest. Why don't you take a nice vacation with Perry? You both need one, you know.
You don't believe me, do you?
Well, it's a little bit hard to believe, isn't it?
I don't know. The truth is, I still don't believe it myself. But I did exactly what she told me to do. I can still hear her voice in my head.
I'm very sorry, Doctor. But these are all signs of mental disorder. All the things you told me at your house the other night, and all these illusions about Rose Gadiani's surgery today. Yeah, all of these are signs of depression after Malud's death. I can understand how you feel, but if you don't deal with it now, it'll create problems.
It wasn't an illusion, Doctor. If that girl hadn't told me, we never would have known about her condition and made that very decision that saved her life, as strange as it may sound.
You mean Rose Gadiani? Rose Gadiani understands a vascular coil in the subcortical region. Is that what you're saying? But I do know one thing, and I really do believe in it, that you really did see her and hear what you say. That's why you should take it so seriously. Please think about what I said a bit more.
Hello there, Doctor.
Hello.
I was just on my way to see you. You've not only saved Rose, but you've saved an entire family.
I was just doing my job, that's all.
Doctor, I'll pray for your wife until the day I die. It's a promise. Even though I know, I'm quite sure she doesn't need my prayers at all.
Please, Doctor.
You have to pay for the operation and the hospital stay at accounting.
Yes, of course, but, well, this isn't for the hospital, Doctor. This is what we call a personal thank you.
Oh, there's really no need.
Please accept it. It's from the bottom of my heart, Doctor. Please accept this.
Doctor, I want to be sure that if you accept this check from us, we'll still owe you everything we have.
You don't owe me anything, please. I've never accepted anything other than the fee for my surgery. If you insist, give it to the public hospital or a charity organization. That'll make me a lot happier.
Very well. If that's what you want, then please do it yourself, Doctor. I've written the check in your name. You can transfer it to any hospital that you want. Please, Doctor, I beg of you. This will be the last time that we trouble you.
Then please give the check to accounting. I'll get it from them later. Have you seen your daughter?
They won't even let me stay with her. I desperately wanted to be there with her when she wakes up.
No, unfortunately, you can't be with her until she's in the ICU. Only then. But there's no need to worry. You better go home and get some rest. Miss Gadiani, can you hear me? There's no one else here. Talk to me, please. If you don't answer me right now, then I'm gonna think that I've gone mad and I'll have to see a psychologist. Tell me I was imagining it, and you talked to me in the operating room. Tell me it was you who talked to me in the operating room. Tell me how you knew all that. Please talk to me. I know you can hear me now. Miss Gadiani.
Is she awake?
No. Not yet. But hopefully she will be.
You were terrific, Taha. They're right to call you Golden Hands.
Are you teasing me, Dr. Naini?
I want to tell you something. That day during the commission's meeting, when I agreed to do this girl's operation, I was very worried. But then when you volunteered to do it, it was as if you saved me. I prayed for you, believe me.
Oh, so you, like Dr. Judat, thought she wouldn't make it?
The truth is, yes. I believe that if anyone else had operated on her, she wouldn't be alive.
Doctor, your daughter's waiting for you.
Well, I'm really tired.
And you should be.
If you'll excuse me, I'll go home now.
Go.
Dr. Esfandiari.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Very good. Nice job.
Thank you, thank you.
You know, Dad, Rose's mom and dad talked to me for a really long time.
About?
They were real happy for their daughters. Dad, I have to go to Aunt Nayeri's house tonight.
Something up?
No, but they keep insisting that I shouldn't be alone. But if you're coming home, I'll call them and I'll tell them I'm not.
No, my dear, you go ahead. If I come, then I'll be late.
As you wish, Dad.
Goodbye for now, dear.
Daddy.
Yes, dear?
I'm really glad you came back to work. Really.
Take care of yourself.
You take care of yourself, too.
Mr. Bitaroff. Mr. Bitaroff to the chief's office.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you very much, Doctor.
For what?
I really thank you, because I'm sure what you told my dad convinced him to come back to work.
I need to talk to you.
Miss Mohammadi, please report to the ICU. Dr. Ashari to the emergency room. Dr. Ashari to the emergency room.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, Doctor.
Is the doctor here?
No. He's in the ICU. I think he's with Dr. Pajuhan.
Excuse me, can you page him and tell him to come here real fast? I have something important to talk to him about. Well, you know, it's something I don't want to say in front of Dr. Pajuhan, you understand? That's why.
Please have a seat.
Thank you very much.
ICU?
Can these things you're saying be dangerous at all?
Well, sort of. Your father wasn't acting normal at all today. Someone needs to keep an eye on him. Now I'm sure he needs to see a specialist. In my opinion, he really needs professional help. At first I thought to myself maybe the atmosphere in the operating room reminded him of your mother's operation. But when he said those things after the operation, I realized it was much more serious. He needs to see a psychologist to get help.
Did you tell him this?
Yes, I did. But you have to help me convince him.
I was just beginning to think that he's getting back to his normal self again. Oh, God. Why did this happen to us?
You have to be strong. You have to be more careful than before. Things have changed. You have to look out for your father now. Pay attention to the things he says. Maybe I'll talk to a psychologist myself.
Dr. Bardia to the chief's office.
You have my cell phone number. Call me anytime you need me. Anytime. Hello?
Hello, Doctor. Please, they're waiting for you.
Hello? Is there something wrong?
Please, have a seat. What happened in the operating room earlier today?
Nothing too specific, really. It was quite a successful surgery, just like the rest of Dr. Pajuan's surgeries.
Doctor, well, just like you, I understand the situation Dr. Pajuan's in right now. And, you know, I feel for him. I really do. But, Doctor, the truth is our job doesn't allow us to overlook these things. Because... well, as you know, it's a real sensitive situation. Don't you agree?
Dr. Bardia, I want to know everything that happened in the operating room today. All the details.
It was nothing important. I mean, Dr. Pajuan was...
He thought Rose Gadiana was talking to him. And this, of course, this is when she was totally unconscious and had her skull wide open. This isn't what you call a misunderstanding, Doctor. It's called delusion. And you know better than I do that a doctor, a surgeon no less, can't be delusional when he's performing an operation on somebody's brain. I mean, you do know what the consequences of that might be, don't you?
It's interesting that you're worried about the patient. The way I remember it, during the meeting, you insisted that we don't operate and that you considered her dead.
But this is not about her. This is about Dr. Pajuan and his future.
I don't know whether Dr. Judatz told you about everything that happened in the operating room or just the part which was important to him, Dr. Naini. But during the operation, Dr. Pajuan realized the patient had a hidden congenital disorder. And you know what that means? It means he realized something that none of the images or any of us had. He saved that girl's life. And so I conclude that what he calls Dr. Pajuan's delusions did absolutely nothing to disrupt the course of the surgery.
Look, I've already explained these things for Dr. Naini. But if you like, and it'll satisfy you, I'll say it again. All right? Look, what happened today with Dr. Pajuan? Well, it was something of a masterpiece, believe me, no doubt. But what I fail to understand is why you take all of my concerns and have to turn it into enmity.
Not enmity, hostility.
Dr. Bardia?
I feel you're not too happy about Dr. Pajuan saving the life of a patient you considered dead just a few days ago.
I don't think you should be speaking like this.
I apologize. We've all had a difficult day.
I might be jealous for Dr. Pajuan, as you're insinuating. But it's not because he saved that girl's life. It's because someone like you needs to defend him, the way you are right now. Please excuse me, Doctor.
You shouldn't have spoken to him like that.
Yes, I know you're right. I shouldn't have lost control like that.
Still, with all the respect I have for Dr. Pajuan, I am very worried about this situation. And as head of the hospital, I'm forced to take action.
Don't worry. Dr. Pajuan has no intention of performing any more surgeries. He's taking a vacation. Excuse me.
Well then, goodbye.
So what happened? Tell me. Come on.
You mean you don't know?
I do. Well, I can guess that everything went all right. I wouldn't expect anything less from Dr. Taha Pajuan and his golden hands.
Well, I listened to her. I trusted her just like you told me to.
Doctor, why don't you take better care of this garden? There are a bunch of trees back there that have dried out. Because you haven't watered them in so long. And some trees were well out of shape, so I got bored today and I came to take care of them. So tell me, do you like them?
That girl talked to me in the operating room in the middle of the operation.
Well, you know, Doctor, sometimes I think to myself, taking care of these trees is kind of like surgery. Taking out the tumors and the blood clotting from the bodies of these trees. It's botanical surgery.
You mean that you knew?
What?
Elias, please, my friend, I'm begging you. I'm already confused enough as it is. I have to be real happy now because I saved that poor girl's life. But I'm really scared. I don't know what's real anymore.
But what are you scared of?
Elias, please help me. I'm begging you. I can't talk to anyone else about this. Everyone already thinks that I'm completely crazy. Elias, please talk to me. Tell me I haven't gone mad, or else I really will go crazy.
You are not crazy. But it's best not to try and convince other people into believing you. There is no use.
Well, the truth is, I don't believe in myself either. I mean, how can it possibly be? That girl practically operated on herself. But she did it through me.
Yes. It is true that this has happened. Whether you believe in it or not, it will happen again. Of course, it will happen to you.
You mean that you knew?
Yeah. I did know. But don't ask me just how I know all about it. Because I don't know either.
You don't know? Or you just don't want to tell me?
Look, Doctor. All you need to know right now is that you have been chosen. That is all. And all I have to do is to help you now. Which I will.
I've been chosen? Chosen to do what?
You have been chosen to bring some people back to life.
Well, that's my job. Elias, I don't understand what you mean right now.
People don't always understand something all at once, I'm aware of that. They aren't capable of realizing it all at once. You have to be patient now, Doctor. You have to give yourself some time. And then you will begin to realize it little by little. You will understand.
بر بی همه پیداست